Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino has written to the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development regarding HUD's intent to reallocate $7.4 million in community development block grant funds based on the agency's assessment that Westchester has failed to comply with various aspects of a 2009 affordable housing settlement. That agreement was reached under then-County Executive Andrew Spano, a Democrat. The Republican Astorino calls HUD's actions arbitrary and capricious and alleges HUD is going beyond the settlement agreement.
And now it's spun out of control into something else because HUD is demanding that Westchester do all these other things that are not in the settlement at a cost now that could reach $1 billion. I mean, what they're trying to make us do is obliterate zoning in every community so that there would be no restrictions in any zoning code anywhere in the community on height, on density, on acreage, or number of bedrooms, on water or sewer availability, or other environmental issues. And this is ludicrous.
In addition to requesting a formal hearing with HUD, Astorino wants to go a step further.
And we'll continue to do what's in the agreement, but not go further on HUD's demands. Now, for them to penalize the county and the communities, especially some of our poorer communities, by withholding money that was promised to these communities 2 years ago, is reprehensible. And so we're saying you can't do this by your own rules. This is not to do with the settlement. This is their own rules. It was promised, and they can't just yank it because we're not doing things that they want us to do. And if they don't follow their own rules, then we want the county board to authorize the county attorney to file a lawsuit and an injunction to force them to follow their own rules.
And the Board of Legislators is meeting today to discuss this very issue. Peter Harkham is the Democratic Majority Leader on the county's Board of Legislators. He says all 17 legislators will have the opportunity to ask questions of the county attorney and deputy county executive. And Harkham alleges Astorino has not provided to HUD what he should.
He's the guy who has not provided to HUD an appropriate analysis of impediments, which is the heart of this issue. He's lost twice in court on this issue. And to go back to federal court again, we have concerns, and that's part of the legislative process.
Yet Astorino alleges HUD has tried to expand the terms of the settlement.
The fact that a majority, or at least a significant number of Democrats on the Board of Legislators, is publicly siding with HUD is disconcerting, to say the least, that they're not sticking up for our own communities and defending our communities and our county. So that is very appalling to me.
And here's Harkham.
I think it's unfair of the county executive to assume that we are, quote-unquote, siding with HUD. You know, anytime someone asks you to sue the federal government, it's a serious matter. We need to ask a lot of questions. There are a lot of details that we need to be informed about.
He adds,
we don't want to see these funds lost. I think it's unwise that HUD has targeted these funds because they're hurting the people who they want to help, i.e. local municipalities and are not-for-profits.
Astorino alleges HUD is wielding its power based upon unsupported opinions.
You know, basically what's at stake is whether or not a very powerful federal government and bureaucrats in Washington are going to control housing and neighborhoods in Westchester, who lives where and how neighborhoods will be constructed.
Harkham, whose district includes Bedford, Mount Kisco, and North Salem, says it is possible an act to authorize the county executive to sue HUD could come during a special board meeting Monday, though much is dependent upon the outcome of today's meeting and other possible meetings this week. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.